Saudi Arabia's stock market closed up more than 5% today after 81-year-old King Salman appointed his 31-year-old son, Mohammed bin Salman, crown prince, the next in line to the throne. Prince Mohammed bin Salman is the country's defense minister, and the previous crown prince, Mohammed bin Nayef, has been removed. He worked with Washington in the push against terrorist groups like al-Qaeda. The shakeup comes as Saudi Arabia grapples with low oil prices, a rivalry with Iran, a war in Yemen, and a rift with Qatar. Gregory Gause is a professor of international affairs at the Bush School of Government at Texas A&M University. He joins us via Skype. Gregory Gause, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, what is the significance of today's news?
It ends a good bit of uncertainty in Saudi Arabia. There have been rumors for years that the king was going to replace the crown prince, Mohammed bin Nayef, with the king's own son, Mohammed bin Salman. And in that sense, that might be reflected in the Saudi stock market going up. On the other hand, this is a concentration of power in the hands of one prince that Saudi Arabia hasn't seen for 50 years.
Well, what do we know about him? What do we know about Prince Mohammed bin Salman? He's been seen by some as a reformer, but others see him as power hungry.
Well, I think you'd have to be both. If you're going to change a place like Saudi Arabia with well-entrenched traditions and a conservative reputation, you're going to have to concentrate power in the hands of one person. The problem, of course, of concentrating power is that that one person might not have the best ideas.
He worked on this thing called Saudi Vision 2030, which was a plan to diversify the country's economy and reduce its dependence on oil. Did he do well in that regard? Or, I mean, Saudi Arabia is still pretty much reliant on oil, right?
Oh, it's certainly. It's an oil state. Vision 2030 is Mohammed bin Salman's baby, and he will rise and fall to some extent by its success or failure. It's too early to tell right now. Part of Vision 2030 is imposing some austerity on the Saudi population, just less money to go around. And that, of course, led to some negative feedback. And he's backed away from some of the elements of the Vision 2030. There's also serious issues about how to change the labor market in Saudi Arabia, where there's so many foreign workers. And right now, Vision 2030 hasn't solved that problem yet.
What might he do on social and human rights issues in Saudi Arabia? We should note that a report from the NGO Freedom House has listed Saudi Arabia as the 9th least free society in the world.
Right. And I think they've moved up a couple steps from previous years. This is not a democracy by any stretch of the imagination, and it's not a place with liberal conceptions of human and individual rights. And Mohammed bin Salman is not going to change that. I think that on the social side, some people in the United States might see him as a reformer. He certainly wants to open up Saudi social life a bit in terms of public entertainments in this very conservative society. And there are indications that he would like to see women play a greater role in public life in Saudi Arabia. But of course, there's going to be pushback on that as well.
They can't drive right now, correct?
Exactly. It's the only country in the world where women are not permitted to drive.
And what does this mean for the ongoing war in Yemen, which Saudi Arabia is very involved in? And Prince Mohammed bin Salman has been right at the forefront of that.
Right. No change on Yemen. Prince Mohammed is the defense minister. He remains as defense minister. He was the face of the Yemen war. And so I don't see any great change in Yemen. What we might see is a solution to the, or at least a short-term solution to the Qatari issue, because the United States has expressed its impatience with the Saudis. And I don't think Mohammed bin Salman wants to start off his new position with problems with the United States.
Now, the King of Saudi Arabia, as we said, is 81. Prince Mohammed is 31, which means, you know, all things being equal, he could be in charge of Saudi Arabia for decades from now. What does this mean for the United States?
Well, Mohammed bin Salman has been on a campaign in the last few years to have himself be better known among American policymakers. He visited with President Trump. He basically arranged with Jared Kushner President Trump's visit to Saudi Arabia. So clearly, Mohammed bin Salman doesn't want to distance Saudi Arabia from the United States. The question is, does his leadership style, his willingness to to go outside of American-approved foreign policy initiatives, as he did in Yemen. Will that lead to tensions? So it's not that he wants to distance himself from the U.S., but will his leadership style fit with the way the United States wants its policy in the Middle East to run?
How do you think this news is going down today in Tehran?
Not well. Tehran sees Mohammed bin Salman as very much against them, and for good reason. He's publicly said that he wants to carry the fight against Iran into Iran because he believes that Iran has been trying to carry its fight against Saudi Arabia into Saudi Arabia. And so I think that this just exacerbates what is already a very tense situation between Iran and Saudi Arabia across the Middle East, Syria, Yemen, the Gulf, Iraq.
That's Gregory Gause, who's a professor of international affairs at the Bush School of Government at Texas A&M University. Thanks so much for joining us.
It was my pleasure.